The jury is out.
The jury has spoken, and they have sent an unmistakable message.
We, the jury.
Jury will reach a verdict.
It's not my problem. It's up to a jury to decide.
Now, you as jurors sit as judges of the evidence. You're called the trier of fact.
It's the process.
You're gonna be stuck in that motel for weeks.
If you're worried about how this country is going, jury duty is how you fix it.
No jury can declare a man guilty unless it's sure.
It's at the heart of our democracy, a key facet of our justice system and a requirement of every American citizen. But as our country has evolved and changed over time, has the system kept up? This week, we're exploring perspectives on improving our modern jury system, beginning with how we pick our jurors. The Constitution tells us we have a right to an impartial jury of our peers. At the time of our founding, that meant someone with no specific biases about the person on trial. Today, courts are also looking for a fair cross-section of a community. But in the age of social media and our touch-of-a-button access to a constant stream of information, how can any jury truly be impartial?
Social media and the rapid spread of news has really caused courts concern, especially if you're thinking about a high-profile case where it's in the news and everyone knows about it. It is very difficult to get someone who hasn't heard about it. Take the Bill Cosby case or any of these big cases that are out there. So courts will instruct jurors to avoid certain kinds of social media and certainly avoid doing things like researching the case over the internet, you know, going on Google Earth to find the crime scene or finding out about the lawyers of the defendant. And that has now become pretty routine in courts trying to protect extraneous or external influences from impacting the jury verdict.
That's professor and former trial lawyer Andrew Ferguson. He says our digital connected world might have a plus side for the modern jury. What if, he says, we could make our juries more fair by using the masses of data available about every person online? He says it might be time to tap into the big data we use for things like advertising to find out what prospective jurors read and listen to, maybe what hashtags they use, and what beliefs they might bring into the courtroom. He wants what he calls a bright data jury.
I'm not necessarily advocating for a big data jury, but a bright data jury. What I mean by bright data is trying to use some of the best aspects of sort of our big data collection to get better information about jurors for the veneer, the larger group of people who show up, as well as potentially giving information to the litigants to find out more about them. So we don't have situations where people are striking jurors based on their sort of physical overt, their race, their gender, what you can see, and you might be able to use the better information, the brighter information, to make strikes based on who the people are, not what they represent based on race, gender, or other externalities, which are unconstitutional to do, but unfortunately happen all the time.
What are your concerns about, as you say, big data juries coming?
So there are obvious concerns about privacy, right? The information would impact citizens' privacy for people who already are reluctant to come to jury service. The fact that courts might know or the lawyers might know more information about you, even if that information is actually currently known about you and you just would rather prefer not to think that these big data companies don't know about it. It is, but it might cause some concern with jurors' privacy. There's an issue of power. We're giving more information to courts against the citizens. Issues of pretext, you know, if you have more information, lawyers might strike someone not based on their race or gender, but on some sort of pretextual reason that you now know from big data, but is really getting to the same point. And there's a big question of role, right? What are jurors supposed to do? Do we really want a representative cross-section of the community? Or do we want a truly diverse jury? There's a real concern now where we have lots of situations where defendants are coming before courts in criminal cases who are minorities, African-American, Latino, and the juries are not. And is this really a jury of their peers? Is this really a sense of justice? And that is a concern for the legitimacy of our courts. And it may be something that new technologies can help us move toward and improve.
Can you just explain how that would work? How would data help us choose our juries? Would it be something that you still get summoned and then you show up and then they kind of do a background check? Or how would you envision it being?
So, right. There are two problems. There's the problems of how do the courts bring a representative cross-section of jurors to court every day to serve in a larger pool, and then what information gets given to the lawyers to allow them to pick. So as to the first question about how we can get a representative cross-section, right now, as you sort of experience, there is a random lottery. Every few years, your name might get selected. It is not necessarily going to be determinative of the true diversity of your community. And big data systems, those same systems that are sending in the catalogs you want, the same political systems that have sort of micro-targeted every single, you know, potential voter in America, know who people are and know where they live and down to the address, and could create a more representative jury if courts wanted to. The second question is, what information be given to the lawyers, right? Right now, we have an unequal system. If you have a lot of money and you hire top lawyers who can hire top jury consultants, they're doing the work. They're using big data. There are companies that exist right now that are developing these technologies and have been for a long time that give lawyers with money the ability to figure out who jurors are before they get picked and thus sort of way wow. help them through. And that is unfair to lawyers without means, which are, of course, most of the lawyers in America who can't hire fancy jury consultants. And so big data technologies might be able to even the playing field and also control some of the information, right? You wouldn't want all of your big data information being given to the court or the lawyers, but courts could control that, and they could tell you which pieces would be valuable, which pieces would be used, and which pieces would be clearly impermissible that you couldn't use.
Would the court say, oh, this person goes to these news websites, for example, right. or this person uses this hashtag, maybe something like that?
Right. And those kinds of information would be allowed. But other, truly personal information like shopping habits or medical habits perhaps might not be. Although, one of the realities, uncomfortable realities of jury selection is that very personal details get revealed for juries. In the ordinary course of life, no one is going to ask you if you've been the victim of a crime, even a serious like sex crime. No one's going to ask you about your medical conditions or your personal, whether you've been divorced or bankrupt. But in a criminal or civil case where those issues are germane, you could be asked. And sometimes you are asked in front of a group of people to reveal these very personal details. And so there has always been a tension between the invasion of privacy of jurors and the needs of the defendant or the parties to find out who whether this person can be fair in this case. And big data offers an ability in some ways to find out much of the information without actually asking that awkward question. And so you might not have to ask a person to their face whether they'd gone bankrupt. You might know because there's a public record about their bankruptcy. I was a trial lawyer for 9 years. I picked juries. And I can tell you that much of it is a guessing game. You didn't know who these people were. And you were using broad strokes to judge people. And there's better information out there that other people have. And so the question is there a way we can make that work with courts without distorting the larger system? I'm not trying to revolutionize the court system. I'm just trying to bring a little bit of better information out to it. And as a final piece, this longer law review article called The Big Data Jury is really a cautionary tale. It's not actually pushing for a big data jury. It's saying this is happening. Courts need to be aware of it. And let's think through some of the consequences because they're hard questions and they're difficult questions. But we need to be prepared for the future.
Andrew Ferguson is a law professor at the UDC David A. Clark School of Law and author of Why Jury Duty Matters. Andrew, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. It was great.
We'll have more about reforming our modern jury system when our series continues tomorrow. And we want to hear from you. What has your experience been with jury duty? How would you change the system if you could? And how would you feel about judges and lawyers choosing you for service based on things like the websites you visit or the hashtags you use? Call us at 877-8MYTAKE or tweet us. We're at The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.